Good afternoon. Welcome to OEM, and especially if it's your first time here, we want to extend a warm welcome to you. Let you know we do have a welcome center located outside the two main buildings, and someone will be in the front after the service with a welcome sign that could guide you there. If you do have questions about our ministry, that is a good place to begin. And as you saw in the video just now, those are clips of Thailand, specifically of Isan, where we're going to be church planting, and we're going to be sending out a team beginning this week. And so I want to ask that team to come on stage right now, also with our pastoral staff, any elders, deacons that are able to join us on stage as well. I want to ask you to come so that we can just get ready to just bless them and pray for them. And before I do commission this team, I want to ask Jonathan English. He will be functioning as the children's ministry director of our OEM Isan church launch. We're going to be strategically beginning with targeting the younger generation to really know the love of Jesus. And I want him to just share a little bit about his heart during his time here, and we will pray for them.
All right. Greetings. I hope you all are doing well. So this is our Isan church plant team, and we'll be going to Isan, to Udon Thani. And it is an area that is very dark. 98% is Buddhist, 0.4% are Christian, and that's in name only. 0.2% are evangelical, practicing Christians. The gospel is needed there. Children are abused on a magnificent scale. And so that's why we are going to start a children's ministry, to reach the children, to begin to change the culture from the beginnings of life. And so all of our hearts up here, we love children. We've been working it as in the children's ministries for the last couple of years, and it's our joy and our wanting so much to see children come to the Lord, come to Christ. And we need your prayers. We need your support. You are the senders. You are those who are back here and who can push us forward with your prayers. And so we need that. And I'd like to share one other thing is OEM exists, as Pastor Eddie and other pastors have shared, to get you on mission with God. I remember coming here a few years ago, just basically by myself, not knowing anybody. And I quickly plugged myself, joined a small group, and began being a part of ministries, and probably too many. but I got involved and became a part of community, and I found relationships. I found that community. And I encourage all of you, if you haven't done so yet, become a part of this community. OEM exists to get you on mission with God. But they're doing their part, the pastors and staff are doing their part to offer small groups, one-to-one, different classes, but you also have to take that step. So I urge you, if you aren't a part of community, if you don't have these relationships in this church body, seek them out. Go and become a part of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Right now, before we do, pray for them. I just want to give a couple of words of encouragement for this team. You know, today's a very special day in the history of our ministry. Today marks the fruits of over 2 years of prayer for these justice issues, but specifically for Thailand. Over 2 years ago, God led us to begin praying for Isan, Thailand, which is in the northeast part of that nation, asking the Lord what our church can do in response to the injustices of this part of the world, with 80% of women and children who end up in the red light districts of all of Thailand coming from this part of the nation, with it being the least reached, having the fewest numbers of missionaries and churches and believers within this region, with it having the most abandoned babies, the most broken marriages, the most families that are torn apart. What can we do in this area is what we were praying. And in those years of prayer, God was making it more and more clear. God called us to go. And so we will obey. You know, I was encouraged by something that David Platt shared this past week during our conference. And that is that Jesus does not call us to come and sit, but to go and die. And that is my commissioning message to our OEM Isan team today. To go. Go into all of Isan and make disciples of this nation. Go, knowing that Jesus, who holds all authority in heaven and on earth, is with you. To go, knowing that he will always be with you till the very end of the age. To go and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To go, holding up the gospel of Jesus Christ as the only hope for this world. To go and die. Die to the American dream and begin dreaming dreams of the kingdom of God. Die to the trend of living for selfish pleasures and begin living for eternal treasures. Die living for temporary toys and begin living life in light of eternity, remembering the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So may your life and death in Thailand bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. Verse 25, whoever loves his life will lose it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. But if anyone serves me, he must follow me. For where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. And as you serve our Father in heaven by loving his children in Thailand, he will honor you. So Jonathan, Jacob, Angela, Sophia, go and die and find true life in the end. I want to extend my deepest thanks to this team, to Jonathan, Jacob, Angela, Sophia, for answering the call of Jesus to go and make disciples of all nations. You have our prayers, you have our love, you have our supports. You are going, we are sending, and we are together on mission with God. And to the OEM family remaining here in Korea, my charge to you also today is to go and die. Go to the place of prayer and pour out your heart and life in that place for this team and for this nation. Go and die for this team. Go to your bank accounts and die to your selfish goals and give generously for the mission work before you. And in the coming months and years ahead, as this ministry in Thailand grows, we'll be sending teams to serve along them, along their side each year. Therefore, prepare your hearts, prepare your time, your finances, and your schedules to go. So yes, Jesus calls us to come to him and rest. But then we are to go into the world and die. And that is our desire, to finish the mission that Jesus has given to us. Amen. With that, let's pray. And can all of us who are seated, can we extend our hand right now and lift up a prayer for this team and ask that God would do a mighty work. Can you do a mighty work within this team to fill them, protect them, empower them, provide for them so that they would be instruments of his grace to this next generation. So we pray blessings upon blessings of intimacy with Jesus, that these children that they will be serving would know the saving grace and love of Jesus. Can we lift them up to the Lord? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the blessing that Jonathan, Jacob, Angela, Sophia have been to our faith family for these years. And I thank you that they love you and that out of that love, they are obeying your call to go to the ends of the earth. And I thank you that you are sending them with your hearts to this part of the world, the heart of the Father, where children are abandoned, where children are sold, where children are sacrificed. And I thank you that you are sending them with your heart so that these children might see the love of the Father in heaven in a physical form so that they might see Jesus through them. Father, we intercede for these children of Thailand, that you would protect them, that by your grace that they would come to understand the message of Jesus, who came to this earth to rescue them out of the pits of sin, and that you came to adopt them so that they would know that they belong to you forever. May these children know the saving grace that is found through the gospel of Jesus Christ alone. Lord, we pray that you'll protect this team. We pray for deep love, unity, forgiveness to be quick and complete and abundant when they are offended by others. But above all else, we ask that you would manifest your love in and through this team so that as they love each other, this world and that nation would clearly know that they belong to you by the way that they love each other. And Father, we pray that you will bring salvation to Isan. You will bring revival to Thailand, and that nation would one day be a nation filled with churches that love Jesus Christ. One day replacing all of the Buddhist temples, that there would be thriving communities of faith giving glory to the name of Jesus. So we pray that as this team goes in faith and in obedience, that you would release the power of your Spirit to come upon them in a mighty way, so that every footstep that they take, that land would become holy ground, that every person that they speak to would come and encounter the living God living in them. And as they point people to Christ, draw all people to yourself, Lord Jesus. As you are lifted up through their life, through their worship, through their teaching, as you are lifted up, draw all men to yourself. Let Thailand be a nation that is free by the power of your truth that sets men free. Use this team, use this church to begin a mighty new movement of church planting movements that will spread throughout that nation, where children will know you from a young age and be a new generation of Christian leaders of Southeast Asia, bringing radical change that will bring you glory. So let your kingdom come. Let your will and yours alone be done in this team, through this team, and in Isan as it is in heaven. Father, we expect great things because you are a great God. So come in power and bring glory to your name alone. We bless this team in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Team Isan, and let's congratulate them and continue to commit ourselves in prayer for them. And as you see, we did provide a prayer insert for you with the prayer team, with the team there, that you guys could give financially, but also continue to keep in prayer. So please keep this somewhere very visible where you will be in a place of prayer, on your desk, in your Bible, in the mirror in your bathroom, on the refrigerator door, wherever you spend the most time, okay? But keep them in prayer, and I ask you to commit yourselves in prayer for this team in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead. Amen? I'm trusting you for that.